said people claim him to be the villain of Rat. Yo, when you sent me this one,
yeah,
laughing. It's Frost Talk.
It is Frost Talk.
Nana's back.
Wait. New shit. Frost Talk. Frost Day.
Back. Hey, yo, you sent me this shit, right? And this shit had, yo.
Episode 40 fucking 8.
This shit had me dying, boy. This shit said people claim him to be the villain of rap, but besides him having impossible performance, his shows and having bad shows altogether, which is bullshit. Nothing about him besides his mask and some lyrics scream evil. It's just a character. This is just a character, you fucking idiot.
Yo, you saw that 40, the best 40 rappers over 40s list that been going around?
No. Where can I see that?
I'm going to look it up on the iPod. Let me see. There's a few of them that went around, so I'm going to try to find the one that, you know, the original one that started all this shit.
Oh,
like the original one.
Is this the shit that originally started the whole Snoop Dogg saying that Eminem is not?
No. That was from just an interview they had.
I mean, I understand Snoop's personal opinion.
You want to explain that to the people with Snoop? Maybe people were dragging Snoop for
it? So, according to Snoop, D-O-double jizzle, my nizzle for shizzle for thizzle. Jazzy fizzle. So according to Snoop, he said that
there was an interview with the Breakfast Club where they were talking about the verses and talking about Dre and everything, and I guess one of the questions, like, he was basically saying Dre as the best producer because he not only did he start careers, he started careers that lasted, and then talking about Eminem, and then he kind of just mentioned
Eminem's not my favorite. He said Eminem is not on his top 10.
That he's on Logic's top 10.
I understand that, but once he started name dropping, I had to pump the brakes a little bit.
No, I understood what he was.
No, I didn't bash him at all. Yeah, I understand everybody has their own personal opinion, but if you're talking generally speaking, when it comes down to when we talking about rap music. DOA, Eminem is top 5. Point blank, period.
See, I understand somebody...
Whether you think it's subjective or not...
No. Listen, I understand somebody older, though, having a different opinion. Because if you grew up on Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, which is names he mentioned...
That's people that Eminem has even come out publicly and said that's better than
him. A lot of the names he named is people that Eminem publicly came out and said he looked up to. So,
and on the new song with Kid Cudi, he even says it. He says that people call him the best rapper alive. He never called himself that.
So, I mean,
he just called himself the king of swear words. That's
I'm not mad at Snoop. I think the headline came out worse, like as if Snoop was trying to diss M.
Yeah, that's what got me. That's tight. What I didn't like.
Because I think if you were born,
that headline came out from Breakfast Club.
You think so?
Yes.
It's sad.
Because that was, nigga, that was the link of the video that was floating around from Breakfast Club. And then on the bottom, they said, oh, what are your thoughts? Like, okay, I understand he's going to have his own personal opinion. But for an old head, regardless whether you Marley Marl or fucking or Big Daddy Kane or somebody like that, if you're talking about the whole sphere of rap and hip-hop music, Eminem is on that top 5.
Period. Nah, if you grew up through the 70s and 80s, like I don't see you put. I could see you not putting Eminem in your top 10 or 5 because it's kind of like us. We might not immediately have put of J. Cole and Kendrick in our top 10 or 5 because we grew up with like Jay-Z's and Nas and, you know, Eminem's. And I think it's hard sometimes for like a younger generation to break into like that top 10. Eminem's like a young nigga to Snoop. Snoop was a superstar already solidified when Eminem came out.
And let's not forget that Snoop was very excited to be on that Marshall Mathers LP.
Let's not
that
forget
Bitch Please Part 2.
I will say
remember,
this.
Bitch Please is Snoop Dogg's song.
I will I don't think he dissed Eminem though, by the way.
No, no, no. I don't think in the least.
I think the headline made it worse.
Listen to what he said when he was talking about Eminem, when he called him the great white hope, the rap god.
He said keep it 100, before Eminem, white rappers was not getting respected.
Facts.
I don't know why the Beastie Boys caught a straight shot, but it's okay. It's true. Anyway.
Yeah, that was kind of.
But nah, I wouldn't say Beastie Boys were. I don't know.
Yeah, but Beastie Boys are legends, man.
They are.
They legend.
But they're not.
They're in the rap and the rock and roll Hall of Fame. Come on.
But they're not Eminem. But anyway. Not,
obviously, you're talking about where ABC rap, that Beastie Boys was around when ABC rap was like the most popular thing ever.
Because it was more incredible. It was hip hop was more new, kind of going.
Then
into
Eminem
that
came. Eminem came out and he showed that you could take any type of fucking context and put it into a song, whether you agree with the topic or not, and show that you could fucking do something with that. Remember, he was one of the first motherfuckers to have shit banned from fucking TV and radio stations and shit like that.
So
nigga, his fucking Role Model video was banned from MTV. That was off the Slim Shady LP.
Facts. So I'll read a little bit through this list. This was called by a company Level Medium.
Whoa, all right. So this
wait.
40 rappers?
40.
Or we're talking about like the business aspect of
rappers.
It as well. Rappers?
Basically, it's 40 rappers as far as just.
Because this name
out,
that you. This name that we're.
But let me explain,
right now,
bro. You're killing me. 40 rappers over 40 based on the products they released over 40. So they could be other rappers out there, but it's only rappers that are over 40 that put projects out over 40. So some of the names, I'll skip through some of these. Diddy, right? Puff Daddy.
Which I don't understand because he's openly admitted that he has never written a lyric in his life.
It's not, it was compiled, this was compiled by like other rappers and journalists. I know Remy Ma helped make the list.
And real quick,
it's not about bars. It's not about, it's
no,
about
of course.
Who, it's about as far as the impact and putting out music.
Of course, but real quick, I want to touch on what 50 has said on Lil Wayne's podcast. I do not in the least agree with nothing 50 Cent about what 50 said about that ghostwriting shit. I'm sorry, but if you have somebody who's penning shit for you, that takes away a lot of your credibility as a creative person. I understand a lot of people are not like open-minded to like generally think about these ideas and shit like that. Like, come on, half these rappers and shit are not gonna come out with the fucking the scary movie Slash and Bash and cut another.
You know what's
like,
funny about that? Even in that same interview, like that. They asked him why Snoop didn't play the next episode, and Snoop said because Jay-Z wrote the whole thing, even Snoop's verse.
I've heard stories about that for years.
So I mean,
for years.
It depends how you look at it.
Snoop was saying Jay-Z was supposed to get that beat originally, no?
Nah. They were saying Snoop was saying that him and Dre were working on the beat for a few days. Jay came by and he just had it. And basically the environment he worked around was it's not about who had the best verse. It's about complimenting each other and doing what's better for the song.
Of course.
That's why there were two different ways to look at it.
I'm just not ranking anybody who's
but this is not
hasn't
wrote, this is not
anything
this
for
is not for like rappers, it's kind of like, yeah, represent every corner of the culture from forever respected lyrical technicians to those currently running up streaming numbers. So I mean, it's kind of like that. 40 artists over 40.
Yeah, but if you're saying it like that, it's kind of in a sense you're talking about rappers.
So Diddy,
Puff Daddy is not a rapper.
He raps. Products released after 40. Last Train to Paris. He had three, one solo, two collaborative. Best song they're saying is Hello, Good Morning. Like, it's a list of peers, though, that's making this list. Like, some of the names, Too Short, Busta Rhymes, Juicy J, Jeezy, Cam, MF
whoa,
Doom's
whoa,
on
hold
there.
Hold on. They had Busta Rhymes after fucking Juicy J?
It's based on the projects released after 40, bro. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Oh, okay.
Only the projects
that,
after
okay.
40 count for it.
I got you.
And
I'm about to say.
But what I like about this list, though.
Number 38.
But what I like about this list, though, is that hip-hop is now becoming older to where we can look up to, like, our older acts, like how rock and roll looks up to, like, Rolling Stones and Oh, them niggas and show some real respect. And like, this is cool. I don't agree with this list.
Rappers do that also.
Yeah, but I don't
know. They delve into like the just to,
You know, Cam on here, MF Doom, Rock Marciano, I think she'd be higher, Inspect the Deck, Missy Elliott, which I understand why she's on there, but I don't think she should be on there.
Missy's goated, though.
She's a goat, but you got one project over 40, and it wasn't...
That was, if I'm not mistaken, when she did the Super Bowl performance, no? Her little mini comeback.
Is this like from when she did some MTV shit?
When niggas thought Missy Elliott was a new rapper. That's hard. That picture was fire.
I don't think Andre should be on this list either, but it's cool.
Andre's goated.
It's based on projects released after 40, so the only project released after 40. One
of the greatest lyricists ever.
But listen, if the greatest music moment after 40 is him appearing on Frank Ocean's solo reprise.
No, because it wasn't even on. That wasn't even the last thing he did.
But
he did that, and after he was on Cudi's album, that Passion, Pain, and Demons.
All right, so I'm saying. He's done nothing but verses here and there. I wouldn't even say consistent verses. So to have him 30.
Oh, man. He was on two songs on Cudi shit.
But I'm saying to have him at 30, this is based after 45. I mean, after 40 years old.
That kind of doesn't make sense.
You feel me?
This list is weird.
Method Man 28. Yeah, so I mean, let me see.
Wasn't he doing the new Takao shit? Supposedly, Meth is doing a new
Takao
shit.
You got Nas at 24, which makes no sense to me. And if Fab at... Like, you got Nas at 24 and Jay Electronica at 22. And I...
Jay Electronica's 43?
Yeah.
He needs to stay away from music. I'm sorry.
So, fam, I'm trying to understand the logic of having Nas at 24, Jay Electronica at 20. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on the list, but it's just...
You talking about, all right, so because the last thing Jay Electronica did, you talking about that Jay-Z featuring Jay Electronica shit?
Yeah.
That's the last thing he did?
Yeah.
And then what was the last thing Nas did?
Nas did...
the Kanye album.
But before that, Nas had...
And then he did the Lost Tapes.
And then he had... Let me see what they put. Yeah, he has two projects after 40 years old. Lost Tapes 2 and the Kanye joint. And then he was on a few Khaled songs, like three Khaled songs. He did the Dave East song.
Yeah, I forgot he was on Dave East shit.
He's done a few features and shit.
Dave East is a little overdue right now.
Dave East is going through a lot, though.
Yeah, I know.
His man, like, he has mad friends of his that died. God rest, bro. But yeah. I thought that was interesting. That was interesting.
But shout out to the new niggas that's doing shit.
I think Fat Joe got to be up there in the top. I think they had Jay-Z and Eminem at 1 and 2.
Shout out to Chef G and Sleepy Hollow, who's taking over.
I like that.
These niggas is taking over.
There's some new music out before we break into the next topic. Like, there's new J. Cole, right?
Yeah, that new Cole, the Lewis Street shit.
You got new...
you like this song?
Which one? This song is... This new ASAP Nicki Minaj is cool.
This is, I feel like it's a standard party song.
I think they hyped it up too much. Like, I could... But I respect I respect it. I just think Made in Tokyo sounds kind of like Mac Miller at first when he comes on the song. When you first hear him at first, he kind of sounds like Mac Miller.
Am I wrong for getting... tired of everybody rapping with the same flow? This flow. Everybody's rapping like...
In Ferg's defense,
TJ type shit.
But in Ferg's defense, he's been doing this since forever.
Like, everybody wants to do drill shit now and all of this shit, like...
Brandy came out with an album today. And then Moesha's coming back, I believe, tomorrow to Netflix. So, business.
J.I.D. had the spaghetti...
Hit Boy. Matter of fact, speaking of Nas, Hit Boy came out. Hit Boy and Dom Kennedy came out with an album, and Nas is on there. Russ came out with a new song.
Russ came out with like three new songs.
Yeah, he's doing a new song a week again. Gashi, Skip Marley, Drop Some Shit, Action Bronson, our boy. We never talked about Logic.
Yeah, so for the listeners who don't know yet, Logic announces retirement from music.
Signed a deal with Twitch.
Sure about you, but I listened to the album.
I did.
It was garbage. He had three good songs on the album. Everything else, he's talking about the same shit. And I mean that as he's talking about the same shit as he's talked about in like past albums and mix. His content doesn't change.
Do you feel like, because I think we had a conversation before.
That's the shit that makes it boring.
Does Logic not have replay value music?
No, he has a couple songs that I could listen. I could continuously
But as an album, to. Would you listen to any Logic album?
Entirely? No.
Over again?
No. 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 So, hey, if you want to retire, go for it. Your excuse for retiring is lame.
I want to be a father.
He. So, for the people who didn't see his little mini interview, his reasoning for retiring was he was getting tired of people's criticism and always being in the limelight and people have an opinion, which no matter what you do in life, somebody's always going to have an opinion, point blank, period. So it's like, whatever, dude, that's whatever. Yeah, you're going to retire. Cool. Your album wasn't all that good. I'm sorry. You had three fire songs on there and the rest was, I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen to it.
I just feel like if you were going to announce your retirement, you should go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't like the random Cowboy Bebop shit in there either.
Now we're going to go to my guy. My guy Lupe Fiasco dropped a little 5-track EP called House. I am truly and honestly so underwhelmed by this project. I'm not even going to say underwhelmed. I'm so disappointed. All right, I'm not going to say I'm disappointed. I'm going to just hit you with the facepalm emoji because that's how I feel about it.
You're out.
Big time. I think he has two skits on there and the other three are songs. He got a song called Dinosaurs where he's rapping about dinosaurs. It's somewhat of a metaphor referring to old rappers, I guess. Sure, whatever. The content is old and irrelevant. He got another song, the song that Virgil Abloh produced called Shoes, which is a song about people camping out for sneakers, which again, that song would have been cool if it came out in like 2010 or some shit like that.
2012, yeah, that's some wild shit, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sorry, Lou. You go, in my honest opinion, you goated, but bro, that LF95 shit was the hardest shit on the tape. That shit was crazy. That beat was insane. Why couldn't the rest of the EP be like that song?
Because I was talking to somebody. Tiggs actually was talking about it, actually, like Tuesday. I do kind of miss the camp out days when you actually had to really work to get your sneakers. Like, you had to wake up at 4 a.m. to go.
I miss it too.
I think now it's so much like hype beasts that come and do the bot shit, and then you end up seeing these white kids.
So for people who don't understand what hype beast is, this is what a hype beast is. Yesterday, Travis Scott posted a picture of him wearing the Nike SB Newcastle Brown Ales. As soon as he posted that picture, 15 minutes later, they were going for $1,200 on StockX. That, ladies and gentle dudes, is the definition of a fucking hype beast. People who see a celebrity doing something and just want to do it because they see a celebrity doing something, they have no clue of the backstory behind the sneaker or none of that shit, nothing like that. They just want to be in the loop because it's Travis Scott who's doing that shit. I'm sorry. I own maybe one Travis Scott t-shirt. Everything else that he has come out with is garbage. Garbage. I don't care what nobody says. None of that Astroworld merch is popping. None of that shit is popping. Y'all wear it because it's Travis Scott. The name that's attached to it. Is there a pair of sneakers that came, any Jordan Travis Scott or Nike Travis Scott that came out to that was hot to you?
I've seen some that look nice, but not that are worth the hype that they get.
The ones.
No.
To me, the ones. That reverse swoosh is corny. But they're brown, white, and black ones. Air Jordan ones. If you take away the Travis Scott name and his little logo from the shit, nobody would have gave a fuck about none of those sneakers.
You know what's
I'm
funny
sorry.
About
it's the truth? It's the God honest truth.
You know what's
bro.
Funny about the merch thing though with Travis Scott?
And even if niggas was camping out nowadays, either, bro, Yeezy 350s don't make you popping, bro. Yeezy and everybody and their moms got to
see
those shit.
Oh, the Sam Smith shit is my
Yeezy
shit.
350, bro. I done told people to stop sleeping on Seth's. Shout out to Sam Smith, by the way.
Nah, hold on.
He's about to be goaded.
He's coming back to his hurt. Ed Sheeran, get the fuck out of here. Nah, no disrespect, but nah. Sam Smith. But nah, I was going to tell you.
Love Ed Sheeran, man.
I was going to tell you that is actually funny, because as far as the merch thing, I could see him not putting out merch no more, because now they're taking that those merch sales that come out with the album. They're not counting it. So now if y'all think Travis Scott's gonna keep making merch, he might make it for the money, but it ain't gonna be as popping or as much effort into it as before. You feel me? I could tell. So
that's a word. Facts. Shout out to Joey Badass on his 3-song EP. That Shine song is something. Crazy, bro.
You're right.
Shine song is something. Shout out to Bishop Nauru too for the new EP. My son Bishop Nauru killing it.
I'm gonna give him a little taste.
Bro, as soon as that shit comes off and you hit.
This is that Sam Smith, Burna Boy, my Oasis. Listen, man, I don't get paid. We don't get paid, but this shit hits.
Bro, the thing I appreciate about him is he acknowledges everybody who came before him in every genre. You heard when he covered Nirvana? Oh my god, bro.
And that's how Harry Fry remixed it.
I was watching that whole live.
And Harry Fry remixed it.
I was watching that whole live. Shout out Sam Smith, man. He's a killer. Sam Smith.
I'm gonna give him one more taste. Oh, babe, I really need this is White Boy Soul right here.
And I want to shout out real quick Jack Harlow for being he's can we say he's the only relevant white rapper at the moment? Nobody cares about Macklemore, G-Eazy. I'm sorry.
I mean other than homie from Run the Jewels.
I thought you was gonna say Kenny Beats. I was about to say Kenny Beats is not a rapper.
No. Other than homie,
shout out to Kenny Beats. Too. LP Kenny Beats been on everything. Kenny Beats been touching everything. He been on fire.
Other than LP, right? Because I think he actually should get more respect.
And of course,
because Killer Mike said some shit to me. Said some shit on an interview with the Breakfast Club that I had to think about, and it kind of makes sense.
The old school nigga with the beard. Some shit, Sandman. Oh, he's an underground rapper.
I heard the name Sandman before, but the only Sandman I know is some nigga from Queens.
I'll look it up. Shout out to MF Doom also. He's working on some
LP,
shit.
Killer Mike said LP is the greatest producer rapper alive because he writes his own raps. How do you feel about that?
Greatest producer rapper?
Mm-hmm. Because.
As far as.
Because.
How generally are you speaking?
Because if we're going to talk about a lot of other ones that people throw out there, they don't write that. Like Kanye West, his argument was he's the best because he writes all of his own raps.
No, because for those people who understand this, if there was no J Dilla, there is no Kanye West. Niggas need, so real shit, that shit really starting to piss me off nowadays. Niggas need to start putting some fucking respect on J Dilla's name.
No, but I'm saying like a lot.
No,
let's say a
lot. You got Mad Lib also.
No, you're right. But like, okay, Mad Lib.
MF Doom, producer, rapper.
But how much stuff MF Doom produces for other people?
He's very.
I don't know.
All right. He's one of those people. If you're one of those people who, if he knows that your love is for rap and not the gimmicks and the fucking. And all of that bullshit, he'll fuck with you. Like Alchemist is one of those producers.
Yeah,
if he knows that you're there for the love of the art of the music, he's gonna fuck.
It's
with
a small
you.
Circle, basically. We're trying to say of rapper people that basically, produce and write basically. Their own raps too. Like I can't even throw in a homie from Flappa Zombies, Eric the Architect.
Yes, he's a beast. Niggas sleep on him way too much. Way too another Quasimodo, another one. Niggas sleep on him way too much. You know who been producing and been on fire lately too? Mike Jones. Shout out Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Yeah,
he got
been
something
peeping.
Dropping pretty soon too.
Man, I mean, remember we talk.
I like this random resurgence of like these Southern rappers who people like somewhat forgot about. Slim Thug been doing his shit. Fucking Mike Jones been on.
No,
his
you're
shit.
Right. Yo, you're so right.
Traded Truth, bro. Shout out to Trader Truth. One of the fucking best rappers to ever come out of Houston, Texas, man.
No, you know the thing.
Real
was,
shit. Shout out Trader Truth.
Man. I think Trader Truth faces the same problem Banks has, is that it's an acquired taste because some people can't get over the voice.
He got that's what people.
How
that's
long?
What people's problem.
How long?
That's
how long would you? How
and
long?
If you're talking about greatest producer rapper is the RZA. Period.
How long?
That's my number one. I'm
how
sorry.
Long you been How long have we been hearing about people not liking Banks because of his voice?
That's why people don't like Doom, because of his voice.
I can respect that, though, because I don't like some artists because of their voice, too. But not, like, the rasp. Like, I don't like... I think voice plays an important part that we don't acknowledge too much.
Royce is slowly getting up there. I am glad that he took that time out of his own shit to be like, you know what? I don't want people... I don't want nobody else work. I want to be the nigga, me, myself, working on my own shit.
Even Cole.
Yeah.
I put on that list.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, see, he's producing shit for JID's new shit also.
Shout out to
J. Cole and his little his Puma sneaker, the Dreamer. That's the look fire.
And back to what you said about Jack Harlow, I could argue that even in his death, Mac Miller is still very relevant.
Of course.
And I'm very excited. Like, actually, I want Wait. Let me give you a roses. Let me give you a roses.
They do want to put something out. I just hope it's along the lines where they saw Max progression.
Let me give you your roses, because you, when Mac Miller dropped that album Circles, had said first, yo, they're gonna drop some new Mac Miller soon, also there's more coming, and we broke it here on Frost Talk first, and no one gave first us the credit.
First niggas to do that, my nigga. I put tigs on Good AM. When he listened to Good AM, his whole intake was he was like, yo, this nigga's evolving, my nigga. This nigga's evolving. If he was still alive, my nigga, RIP, he would have been taken over. He would have took over. Everybody would have been talking about him.
Let's hit an ad and come right back.
He has one of the best sit-down table. I was like, nigga, I never once said that Dr. Dre was a good rapper. Everybody knows that Eazy-E wrote for him. Everybody knows Ice Cube wrote for him.
And Snoop wrote for him.
He's openly said this too, so. That's nothing. I'm not taking away nothing that he's ever done in his career and shit like that. He's still a legend, point blank, period. Hey, come on, man. The recipe, everybody knows Kendrick wrote that.
What was about to get into?
Yeah, your boy 6ix9ine is almost off house arrest. Oh, tomorrow.
They said he got like a $5 million to do a live stream performance.
Clown. You better stay hiding. You and your dry snitching buddy, DJ Fagademics. Fuck academic. Yo, listen. This is Frost Talk.
So look, there's a clip.
Frost Talk.
There was a clip going around.
There was
around.
A clip of Tekashi 6ix9ine and DJ Academics. I'm not calling him a DJ because he's not a fucking DJ.
I can play it. I got you. I'll play it. So I DM'd it to you, right? Hold on.
Yeah, I seen that shit. No funny, I seen that shit yesterday like 6 times. And each time I seen that, I wanted to punch that nigga in the face. Basically, he said every time... Basically, his thing was every time a rapper threatens him, he reports it to the cops.
And again, yo, I don't know if you have issues with 6ix9ine. You clearly do. You don't want to address him. You got issues with Nicki's man. You don't want to address him. You got issues with Nicki. You don't want to address that. Cool, I get it. Ack is supposed to be the dude who, like, yo, you could just get everything off on. Cool. I'm just trying to tell you that, bro. Like, I'm just not into being bullied. So if you got, like, some tough nigga shit that you have to do, keep it that way. Just stop snitching on yourself. Stop telling the world you're greenlighting people and just do what you have to do. Because right now, like, when you say greenlighting, I send that to the police. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
Oh,
we're going to stop that right there.
I will say this. I have more respect for Charlamagne for taking his ass opens down like a man.
Yeah, with his dipping dots. Listen, at the end of the day, just know that the streets don't fuck with academics. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, the streets don't matter. He's making his money, yada, yada, yada. Bro, look at the content that academics promotes. He promotes stupid, obnoxious, young, ignorant music. Tell me not.
For him
to be somebody saying he doesn't like to be bullied after all the shit talking that he does blogging and all the shit talking that he does on Everyday Struggle, bro, you're verbally bullying people also. You tried the same shit with Vic Mensa, that nigga pulled up and you got checked. You tried the same shit with fucking, who else? There's a couple people. Oh, he tried the same shit with Freddie Gibbs.
My problem with the clout here, bro.
You the king. He's a troll.
My problem with the DJ Academics, the Adam 22s.
His name is Academic. We're not putting DJ.
Whatever the Academics, the Academics, the Adam 22s, the Vlad TVs, is that they profit off of antagonizing people and like non-productive, like
they're instigators, man.
Instigating and it's like
so that one person beats the fucking shit out of them.
And you're leading people to get
like,
hurt.
Yo, y'all speaking on you. This nigga speaks on shit that you not in the streets for, my man.
Like Adam 22 is like a hood Jerry Springer, and it's like, fam, this is so poisonous. Like I don't need to know.
That nigga done got jumped. He got robbed like 3 times.
I don't need you to be interviewing every bitch that says they fucked a rapper. I don't need
that's irrelevant. We not. I don't need you to interview these fucking industry hoes.
You talk shit. He talks so much shit about 6ix9ine. The interviews his 6ix9ine's baby mom. The two niggas that were in his crew, and then a nigga that supposedly introduced him to Shotty. So it's like, fam, don't play both sides of it. Don't be talking shit about the nigga and still profiting, putting content about you. Like, that's crazy.
He was doing the same shit with Russ. Now he's a fucking Russ fan. Now he's Russ's friend. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You a fucking hypocrite. You are a hypocrite, my nigga.
I have a problem.
Hippo? And a crit.
There's a problem I have with certain people that, like, I don't know Adam 22's background, but if you didn't grow up in the culture and shit, like, he looks like a skater boy, rock kid. Like, don't insert yourself in it to instigate the profit off the shit. Because now you're going to lead people to get hurt.
Bro, that's,
and you're, and
that's
you're,
Academics' whole MO.
And it's like, I can understand giving a platform to new artists that maybe aren't heard of. But now, let's not pump up trash.
Yeah,
music.
I understand that Academics does that, but
Adam 22.
He pumped, Academics pumped up trash. He was the one posting all this little pump shit. He was posting that little doofy ass Florida kid.
Smoke Perp.
No. The other one who got he got like shot a couple days ago or some shit like that. I don't remember. Whatever the fuck his name.
Skinny
is.
From the Nine.
That little fucking.
He's from Jersey, I think.
That little trash ass motherfucker. And that bro, NLE Chopper's garbage. Lil Mosey is garbage. Bro, this is the shit that he promotes. All this trash shit is the shit that he
At
promotes.
Least have variety with it, you feel
yes.
me?
Yes. At least show, like, bro, there's niggas that's not, like the nigga from Chicago who supposedly sounds like 6ix9ine. If he wasn't yelling. That dude is actually nice. He was in the studio with Chef G in Sleepy Hollow. Like, my nigga, there's niggas out there that's nice that could use that type of platform to progress in their own fucking careers that are actually talented. And this nigga's pushing the obnoxious dumb shit. The fucking the BET uncut nonsense bullshit. Like, my nigga, nobody care about none of that shit, bro. Bro, just we back on the real rap shit right now. Understand that.
Let me see if I can play this clip. I want to know what you think about this.
You know, we can't have that conversation without addressing the elephant in the room.
Okay.
There's a third member of the Mount Rushmore of trap music.
Okay.
That either one of us don't really, you know what I'm saying, care to mention or speak to that much.
He's real for now, that, though.
What do you think is necessary to bring that shit together, if anything? And I understand we dealing with somebody who temperamental themselves and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our shit that we got with us versus their shit that they got with them makes it extremely problematic. But in the best case scenario, how could that shit happen? Because that, to be honest with you, that's the biggest motherfucking move for trap music that could happen in the near future.
I mean, I just feel like they got to be one of them mafia backroom conversations, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really be.
Now, I can't, you know.
So basically, T.I. is asking him, how do we squash this shit with Gucci or do we? Because Gucci, Jeezy, and T.I. arguably Mount Rushmore trap. I would agree with that. You know what I mean? It's just the Jeezy, Gucci, if you don't know, Google it. People were shot at.
This stems back to before Jeezy blew up.
There was bounties on niggas' heads. You feel me? Like that was some real situation. So if you don't know, Google it. I'm not gonna talk about it here. Remind me to tell you about the third theory about the Megan shit that's going around. But how do you feel about that?
Shout out to T.I. for bringing it up. He's a real he's real for that. But I think in a sense he's right. In a sense, he is 100% right that they do at some point they are gonna have to just squash that shit, throw it under the table. Just for the essence of music. Like look at so many other rappers who've actually done it, who squashed their beef and shit like that. Who's a recent example? There was somebody who actually like somebody helped them link up and fucking squash the beef. I forgot who it was.
I know that
this was recent.
I don't know. Not too long ago. I know like last year, Sean kind of came out and said that the tension between him and Kendrick got squashed in a conversation too. I don't know what you're talking about, but I forgot the names. Like there were some people that came out.
See, but I don't think that was ever like a legit beef. I thought that was just like it's musical.
It's a difference them between
to prove themselves musically.
See, like there's certain shit where I understand if it's real shit, you might not get over a nigga putting a bounty on your head at one point.
But I feel like Kendrick's like subs to Drake is like actual like
tenth real
like
shit.
real
stems
shit.
From a real place.
Like stems from real shit.
But I think that it would be good look, but also on the other hand,
I think it's bound to happen, man.
I think on the other hand, this is more something.
Nobody ever thought Fat Joe and 50 were ever gonna be cool again.
But
man.
I think this is more
them niggas call each other every week.
This is more cooler for like us, not for. I think kids don't care. I think this is dope for us and shit like
that. I feel like the culture needs it.
Yeah.
How much Gucci's image has progressed and shit like that, how people look at Gucci as one of the fucking best to come out the South, which I don't agree with that, but to each their own, you know?
I could say
that's like the people who think Young Thug is the GOAT, but half the time I don't understand nothing.
No, Gucci I could see the argument for because he has put a lot of people on from Atlanta. He's done a lot for Atlanta musically, as far as putting on artists, being the first step in a lot of artists' career. So I understand that.
But if you're talking about like Mount Rushmore from Atlanta,
yeah,
T.I., Jeezy, you got to put Ludacris up there.
You got to put Gucci up there. You have to
for the fourth person. You think so?
Because if you really look into like how many people he's put on over the course of his career, from the beginning, from even before Waka Flocka to like Migos
I got a better one. Who do you put in your Cali Mount Rushmore?
Yo, can I be honest with you?
That's hard.
It's hard because you have to go back. The only thing I will say is you can't have a Cali Mount Rushmore without throwing the Game and Snoop in there. And I'll explain. Snoop, arguably the most famous person in rap. You don't have to listen to rap and you probably recognize Snoop Dogg. Game, because let's just say, even though Snoop was putting out music, there was a stretch between 2000 and 2010 where like the only, until Kendrick came out, Game was really the main one holding it down for LA on a mainstream level.
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like the same way we look at Nicki holding it down for females by herself for so long, even though there were other females around here and there, the main one was Nicki. So it's very hard for me to then throw, like, I can't put a Mount Rushmore for Cali without throwing Game and Snoop.
Is it bad that I just, like last week, I finally listen to like a City Girl shit?
I like City Girls, bro. I like their album. I like him because it took me a while to get into it.
I'm one of those people, if I got my headphones on and I hear a girl rapping about suck my pussy this,
you see, the thing I like about City Girls is she be rapping about real shit too. Like, yo, you fuck with my friend, I'll shoot you, bitch. And she really did time. Like
isn't Lizzo is part of that shit, right?
No.
She not?
No, it's just JT and Lizzo, Young Miami.
Lizzo is part of like some type of group with like two other chicks, I think. I don't know if they were I'm sorry, I don't watch that TV show that they're on, so.
They're on a TV show?
I barely watch TV.
I think you're confusing names.
Probably. I'm sorry. Hip hop and basketball.
City Girls aren't on no shit. City Girls aren't on the show. And Lizzo's like a pop.
Listen, since Cardi exposed that all of that shit is scripted and they intentionally instigate all this bullshit and shit like that, that shit is whack.
But I think it's dope. How do you feel about we can go quickly the last verses and the next verses matchup?
So according to the people who did the Versus thing, DMX won by like...
No, I heard Snoop won. Everybody's saying Snoop won. It's just a biased thing.
I don't agree. It's a biased thing. Because from what I heard, from me personally listening to that, and this is not even like the East Coast in me, I'm talking about track for track. Like legitimately track for track. DMX won.
I think it hits different. Not even an East Coast, West Coast thing. I think it's a generation thing where if you probably were alive during Doggy Style, from what I've been hearing from a lot of people, it just was so impactful at that time that a lot of those songs hit differently. So, Bitches Ain't Shit. Like, a lot of them songs to me sound dated.
Snoop was smooth for playing that song that he had with DMX, though.
And Snoop is smooth for just... And
DMX looked at him like, yo, I'm on this song, nigga.
Snoop is smooth for just sticking to the 90s mostly, not going into sexual seduction and... I want to rock right now. Though. Yeah, but that's a classic.
That was an anthem. So
I mean, I thought it was the best. I'm East Coast biased, so I love the Jada Fab one. But as far as just closely, I would say that it was super close and it was my favorite. It was one of my favorites.
I don't think it was close, but
I think it was close.
I think DMX won, and people weren't understanding how like. How deep his catalog is. He played shit with the Locks. He played Rough Rider shit. He played his own shit.
He left Mad Shit off. He left off. I actually, you know what's crazy? I love LL Cool J, but I would have left off 4-3-2-1 and played 24 Hours to Live. I would have left off. Well, everything else was cool. But you know what's funny? I never realized how much more people love What These Bitches Want than Beautiful.
Nah, bro. What these bitches want.
It was, but I love it.
Was a whole nother level of.
Like, I love it, but I had a shit. I had a bias.
That second verse.
I had a bias because at the time.
And they let him rock on the second verse too.
Snoop was singing along with him, because I had
Brenda Felicia.
I had a bias because I used to love Cisco. So I thought it was just me that really fucked with that song. Nah, that shit was lit. 2 Chainz and Rick Ross. Listen, man.
Listen, 2 Chainz. I'm gonna say this. 2 Chainz got better features.
OD. We talk about this. 2 Chainz had to run for just features for like 2-3 years.
So if 2 Chainz wants to play the card where he's just going features, then there's a possibility he may take it.
It's part of it, though. It's fair.
But Ross's catalog is deep too.
20 songs. Like Ross has better projects. It'll be interesting to see how it goes up. I think
I just don't want him to come and don't play like Dice Pineapples or something.
I think 2 Chainz is going into this more serious than Ross is. From what I've seen 2 Chainz posting about, and I think he knows he's the underdog. I think he's taking this more serious. And remember he tried to do this before. He was challenging Meek Mill. And then like Meek kind of was like, nah, I'm good. But like I think 2 Chainz wanted the smoke, and I think 2 Chainz wants that respect, because 2 Chainz is not a whack rapper.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like everybody keep on fucking dragging 50's name into the verse of shit. He's never gonna do it. It doesn't matter who you try to put him against. He's not gonna.
Snoop's
do it.
No. He said he would have done it against Snoop.
And I'm sorry, he would have destroyed Snoop. He would have destroyed Snoop.
It's bias there. We have a bias.
No, I'm talking about realistically. 20 songs versus 20 songs. Realistically speaking, 20 songs. 50 is like 50 songs deep.
Snoop's catalog is deeper than 50's.
If you want to take everything, we could take everything that he played against DMX and run that against 50 shit. 50, I'm sorry.
Nah, but against 50, he would have ran a different lineup. He would have played Sexual Seduction. He would have played.
You could go ahead, play Sexual Seduction. I'm going to play AO Technology.
Nah.
AO Technology was a hit.
Sexual Seduction is winning.
AO Technology was a hit.
Sexual Seduction was a hit. Sexual Seduction is a hit and it's winning. It's a point.
He can play 21 questions. Yeah, Sexual Seduction is not being 21 questions. I'm sorry.
I saw on Instagram these
niggas. Well, you're going to play Beautiful.
I had these niggas.
I just want against 21 questions.
I saw these niggas on Instagram fucking doing like a Cameron versus 50 matchup. And these niggas had the nerve to say 21 questions loses to old boy.
Oh, God. Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm like.
I'm sorry. 21 questions. Listen, old boy is a classic.
21 questions age better.
Old boy loses to any 50 song.
21 Questions age better to me. To me, 21 Questions just age better. I could play that now and then catch a vibe.
Old boy loses to fucking Stunt 101. Old boy loses to PIMP. Old boy loses to fucking. We could keep going on to his silly chick commercial song. Bitch, yeah, yeah. Get in my car.
I just think
just a little bit.
But back to the 2 Chainz joint, I think. And you're going to kill me for this. I think 2 Chainz was the best matchup against French because they both have a million features.
I fuck with that.
Because they both have the feature game on Smash for mad years. You both have probably the same amount of projects out and mixtapes out. French might have more mixtapes. I'm not going to lie. But
that nigga was doing like fucking 3 mixtapes.
Yeah, then he had the Max B joint ones. He had the one with 3-6 Mafia.
You seen that flying around, right? Niggas is jokingly saying, yo, Max B versus Lil B. That shit had me dying. Max B versus Lil B. Bass God versus the Wave God.
You know what killed me, though?
This nigga's rapping Kehlani, really courtesy of half a mil.
Kehlani took Tory Lanez off
the deluxe edition of her album. Well, it hasn't come out yet, but she's taking him off.
The song that Can I song, that was already out.
It's already out. She can't get it removed. It's already on streaming.
But on streaming, that's the thing, you can. I didn't check, but I think what I read is she is, when they re-released the deluxe, not only would the deluxe not have his verse on it, but the original is not going to have his verse on it anymore either.
We'll see how that works.
Because Kanye did some shit like that, too. I think a lot of people are, how do you feel about all the Tory shit out that was out before, and like everybody's just kind of canceling it without really knowing the full, like, we kind of know what happened, but you know what I mean? She's not saying names. Like, why is she protecting this dude still? You feel me? Like, it's just weird.
It's not that she's not saying names. It's just what it sounds like is what happens. What happened, basically.
Both feet and not a single bone gets broken. You know your foot has the most bones in your body.
Yes, I know. Your hands also.
No, the foot, technically. No,
your hands.
All right, so regardless.
You know bones is in your palm.
But I'm saying, think about your foot. Now you get shot in both feet and not a bone gets broken.
Your hands have like
80-something bones. But bro, think about your feet. You're telling me you get shot in both feet and not one bone?
Depends how she, what if she got shot like on the side or some shit? You know, the side of the foot?
That's a stretch, bro.
What if she got shot, like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
That would take some really good aiming.
Like she said it. She's blessed that nothing hit a bone, but she had to get surgery to get the shit removed. So
stuck in it. There's another theory going around. You're from Tech. You had Texas experience. You know about Jay Prince.
Okay.
The other theory is that because of the earlier this year with the whole legal dispute between Carl Crawford and her, and Jay Prince got involved with that. And basically he's calling out Roc Nation, is that there was some type of Jay Prince or his people did this, or they were trying to come for Megan, and Tory was defending her, allegedly. And because Jay Prince is involved, that's why no one wants to say any names or say anything that's going on.
It doesn't make sense, because in the police report, didn't they say he was drunk, Mr. 5'3",
I don't know. Pounds. I never even read it.
5'3", 120 pounds.
He could have been drunk.
The size of a 12-year-old.
He could have been drunk, and he also could have been. I mean, I'm not shooting him bail. I'm just saying the other theory is that there's some type of Jay Prince involvement in this, and that's why everybody's being hushed.
My thing about the whole shit is, Kylie Jenner was there. What the fuck happened to her?
When you got money like that, bro, you wasn't there.
There's not even a single thing that's come from her side. We all saw the picture of it. She was there. So she just miraculously disappeared, or she found like the right moment.
Yeah, when you got
that
much, you got that much money, fam, I don't know. You wasn't there.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is fuck all of them. Arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. That's it.
Segue. We just watched this video of this producer. I think his name is JW Lucas.
Yeah, fuck that nigga too.
What did this dumb nigga say? Hold on.
Yeah, him and
you thought it was petty for Megan to go live though on Tory Lane's birthday?
No, because we all know it was gonna happen. We all knew she was gonna address it in her own way. So
he Yeah, J.W. Lucas said, why is the world asking for justice for Breonna Taylor? Of course she shouldn't have been lost her life, but do you realize that she was involved with... I'm reading it sideways, guys. I'm sorry. That she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot. If you sign up for that, there are life consequences. And then he went on live with Tamika Mallory. If you don't know her, do your Googles.
Black people, what we are doing, where we need to go, what our issues
that,
are.
And that is part of the Gated Institute. Part of the Gated Institutional narrative. Tamika, I should be a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement because I'm more capable than you. I'm more capable. Really? Right. Yes, I am.
You know what? Here's what
you don't understand the nature of reality. Tamika, do you understand cooperative and competitive game theory? Tamika, do you understand? Please answer this. Tamika, do you understand the difference between competitive and cooperative game theory? Do you understand the difference? Do you understand what's needed for us to cooperate with each other and to increase the value of the group for all human beings? We have to be transparent. We have to be interdependent, interconnectivity.
And if you guys wondering, J.W. Lucas is actually a white producer, a white hip hop producer, produced for Pop Smoke, DaBaby, Jack Harlow. This is some doofy shit. And I'm reading the comments from this live clip, right? And all the comments is like supporting him. And it kind of is like what I was trying to tell Tiggs on the last podcast episode. Like, you got to understand that sometimes you might be thinking that you're not coming off a type of way, but you're adding to the stereotype of like shutting down women or shutting down women's voices.
Yeah.
When you say shit like Tory Lanez probably getting jumped by Megan and her friend, you feel me? Like, I don't really like that shit. Like, I know he was trying to joke it off afterwards after I called him out on it, but I was kind of like, that's not the type of time we should be on right now. Like, we can, I'm all for jokes, fam, but just make it funny. Don't.
Yeah, I feel like some of these jokes towards her is just kind of like dragging it and just like, not even funny. It's just gotten to the troll irrelevant.
Like, I've never seen 50 Cent apologize. And when 50 Cent apologized, I'm like, oh, okay.
Because he posted the mini me shit, didn't he?
Yeah, but in defense of 50 Cent, if you get shot 9 times, you could joke about other people getting shot.
Facts. And we'll be back after this commercial break, you some bitch pile of monkey nuts.
That's a fact.
Because you know everybody in the hood think they got their old plug and shit like that. Oh, my bad. That shit burned my fucking eye.
Nah, you good.
Frost talk.
Where is our drop? This has been a fun episode, man.
This is a fun episode. I'm gonna be in fucking Puerto Rico next weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
going back to the fucking going back to the motherland. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, with this hurricane that's passing by, everything is good. Shout out to my nigga Fame. He's out there right now. He was in the previous episode with us.
Safe travels to Fame.
Yeah, he's over there.
He's a good guy.
I'm going to hit that nigga up in a little bit. Make sure he good.
Yeah,
it's getting crazy out there. Hopefully everything is good and I'm able to take my little vacation since, you know, niggas is back to work and shit like that. Oh, shit. You figure deal me? Goodbye.
Okay. Too many ops in here. Too many cops in here. Fuck that, have no fear. One time with a bleak in the air. Puff, it ain't enough. I got a feeling that we going up. They know what's up. It ain't much. I'm gonna fuck. Roll my blunt. This shit is tough. Hold up. Brand new drip. Throw up. Brand new whip. Brand new phone. Brand new shit. I'm like, who this? This shit is real.
All right, now I'm not gonna give y'all go to Dripped and Filthy on IG. Yeah, man, that's it, man. Fucking, I don't know what I'm gonna name this episode, but we gonna figure it out.
Damn, how we ending this, man? Listen, I hope.
I
hope Kanye is mentally stable. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even want to get into that whole.
I understand the whole bipolar thing. I had to deal with that with my older brother, so I understand. Like,
I think it's real, crazy shit. But I also think there's a part somewhere where there is some type of manipulation of people, and you know, maybe not him, but just somebody taking advantage of that situation. I saw the picture of Kim crying in the car. Seemed very convenient.
Yeah, but I feel like very convenient that they're in a car. My nigga, she pulled up to his crib. Why not go inside the house?
I heard they were in a Wendy's drive-thru.
I don't fucking know.
In Wyoming.
I don't know. I'm just...
And there's paparazzi there, fam?
I just hope mentally he progresses, because I don't like seeing him like this.
I don't. I don't think he should be political. I don't think he should be in the limelight. I think he needs to sit down, get help. And if he wants to get a divorce, get your divorce, bro. But, like, you need to calm down.
Yes, calm all the way down. Do yourself a favor. Listen to Blood on the Leaves on repeat for 24 hours, and then so you could snap back into reality.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I like what you said earlier. I might name the episode "Arrest the Cops Who Killed Breonna Taylor."
Facts.
That's what we should name the episode, right?
Facts. That us. Arrest the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor. Bitch ass niggas.
Arrested niggas that choked.
Y'all name a law after her, but y'all still have, man.
Arrested niggas that choked Eric Gardner. Don't just fire them. How about that?
Just know we still out here. We still making shit happen.
Rest in peace to Sean Bell. Oh, shout out to Jamaica Ave, which they renamed Black Lives Matter Avenue. That was pretty dope. Shout out to Queens. And yeah. We fucking back, bitch.